Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Officials in Foxborough are not commenting on a federal class action lawsuit claiming that the town's police routinely and wrongly detain concertgoers at Gillette Stadium. The suit was prompted by two Maine men who were put into protective custody during a Bruce Springsteen concert last month. They were part of a bus trip from Maine to the concert. They admit they were drinking before the show, but they claim that even though they were not legally intoxicated, police held them for 6 hours. Attorney Howard Friedman filed the lawsuit. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's my understanding your plaintiffs say that they were wrongly detained because police told them that they were drunk and they were not. What happened?
The town of Foxborough, first of all, has tried several times to have a statute that would allow them to fine people for being drunk in public. That's not lawful, and the AG wouldn't allow it. What they've done instead is taken people into protective custody when they don't fit the definition of the statute. We have a statute that allows you to take people into custody if there's probable cause to believe they are incapacitated due to alcohol. Not intoxicated, not under the influence, incapacitated. And that means either they're unconscious, in need of medical care, disorderly, none of which could possibly apply, or they'd have to be evidence that they're not going to be likely to take care of themselves or they would harm others. None of that applies here.
But you know, that's sort of an arbitrary policy, right? It's up to the individual police officer to make a determination about who's incapacitated, and trying to protect public safety in a big crowd situation like a concert can be a difficult thing. And people might make rash decisions. Officers might make rash decisions about what constitutes incapacitation.
We have a law, and it sounds like the town has a policy. Town policy violates the law. That's because the police chief has said, if you're 0.1 or above, you're going into protective custody. The law doesn't say that at all. You're allowed to be drunk in public. Not only did they take 66 people into custody at the Springsteen concert, the next weekend there was a two-day country fest. They took 467 people into custody. The police chief was quoted in the Boston Globe as saying he understands that his town takes more people into custody than anywhere else in the country at similar events. He said that was because it must be something sociological about the Foxborough area. Apparently, more people get drunk at concerts in Foxborough than anywhere else in the United States. That can't be true. That's the problem. This thing goes too far. And I can tell you, after filing the lawsuit, our phones have been ringing off the hook with other people who were upset about the same kind of thing. Taken into protective custody, and they were not in any danger of anything. They were with other people. They were just out to have a good time at a concert.
Well, what would be a better way for folks to try to keep the peace in big events like this?
They could certainly post and say, it's going to be a no-drinking event. And the police couldn't do this, but the stadium could say, we won't allow drinking in our stadium, or we won't allow people into the stadium if you've had anything to drink before. If the stadium wants to do that, they could do that.
Howard Friedman, Boston civil rights attorney. He's representing two Maine men who filed a federal class action suit claiming they were wrongly detained at a concert in Foxborough last month. Mr. Friedman, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.